We are definitely ahead of the curve, more so than we were in 2005 when the depth of the need and crisis came on very quickly and did result in more loss of life than we'd anticipated. And this time we have had an ample amount of lead time. Having said that, we're still quite significantly short of the funding we need to get all the food in as quickly as we'd like to. Right now we're looking at about a 50% resourcing gap, but the food is moving in, and we're also looking at options because it does take quite a long time to get food in when you're bringing it from abroad, as long as 4 months. So we're also looking at other options in terms of being able to purchase regionally or locally.
How effectively will WFP be able to distribute the food once it reaches its destination? I guess you've got about 1.5 million people that are newly in need of food.
We were planning on general distributions to 1.5 million people. We've now going to double the number of people because we're looking at the start of what they call the lean season between the harvest. And that's even started really earlier this year because, again, of the severity of the drought situation. So we have a logistical system in place for an emergency response. In addition, we've had a very good cooperation with the current government in terms of enabling the response to happen quickly.
What are some of the structural issues hampering Niger's ability to respond?
In the current situation where we're getting good partnership from the government, in terms of years past, it has been an issue in terms of the last time around. It took the government quite a while to recognize the crisis, and that did feed into the late response by the international community. But you have to look at Niger in general. There are a multitude of structural issues. By almost any measure, it is the world's poorest country. Years and years of deprivation have left them extremely vulnerable to any crisis that could come along. I mean, last time it was a plague of locusts, and this time it's drought. Any crisis at all can tip over millions of people in Niger.
Are there any other countries in that region that are currently suffering the same effects of this terrible dry spell?
Well, Chad, for sure, is also suffering from this same drought crisis. And the whole Sahel belt is almost, I would say, in a continuous low-level mode of deprivation because the desert has been encroaching on that area for years and years, and the cycles of dry weather and drought have keep coming more and more frequently. This is widely believed to be a side effect of the global warming. So I think Chad and Niger are the most acute examples, with Niger being up front, but the other countries in the region are definitely suffering as well.
Now, you have shown a shortfall of $96 million for WFP operations. Why are you requesting $182 million to support this relief program?
Based on an extensive survey of the people in need this time, we have doubled our estimate in the last week. So that basically our program has doubled in size in terms of what we deem the appropriate response to this emergency.
Which neighboring countries are the best sources for obtaining food relief for Niger?
Nigeria is an obvious one. They do have already a lot of trade in terms of food and other goods across the long border with Nigeria.
So that's where you expect most of this emergency food to come in from?
We will definitely be bringing in food from the United States and elsewhere, but we are looking to options all around because, of course, again, the transport of getting food in from a long distance will take longer, and we do need food to be moving in very quickly.
Now, you mentioned 4 months. Tell us a little more about the delivery lead time that it takes for reserves to reach Niger.
Well, if you look at a shipment of food from the United States, it can take up to 4 months. It just depends on shipping because, of course, you have to procure the food in the United States, not us, but the U.S. government, which traditionally will make an in-kind donation. They have to tender for the food. Or unless they're using existing stocks that are already in the pipeline for some other country. But in general, they have to take that, then they have to get it onto the ships, and then they move it out, and that's all according to shipping schedules, and then it has to be shipped inland to Niger. So it can take quite some time to get to place.
You have a very innovative program of cereal banks for pregnant and nursing mothers set up there. Will the prices be subsidized even more as costs increase during this lean season?
That's what we're planning on doing, yes. There are these community cereal stores. They're aimed at women who are traditionally looked as the providers of food for the family, and they can indeed buy grain at subsidized prices, and we anticipate that getting to its peak at the peak of the lean season. I mean, roughly it runs from May to September, so by midsummer, we hope that these will be up and operating full stream.
I also wanted to discuss the UN and WFP programs to feed thousands of school children during the day. And also, you provide assistance to people who are weakened by disease, by HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis. What is currently being done?
Right. Well, in Niger specifically, we, in addition to the general food distributions, which is something that's common in situations of acute crisis, as this one is, we are providing blanket feeding for children under 2 years of age, and that basically is a very high nutrition value supplementary food. And this is designed to keep children in that very critical window of what we say 0 to 2 years of age, which is for malnutrition a very, very critical stage of life. If you miss out on the main ingredients of nutrition in those years, you suffer the consequences in terms of both your physical stature and your mental development for the rest of your life. So it's vital that we target this population of children. And the other is supplementary feeding for children under 5. It's not as critical as 0 to 2, but it is also very important. And we also have school feeding programs existing in Niger, and those will continue. In some cases, when there's a crisis this severe, we will continue through the summer holidays, which, of course, will be coming fairly soon. And that, too, is just a way of ensuring that these kids get a minimum amount of nutrition when everything is unsure.
Do you have enough caretakers to conduct these blanket feeding operations and supplementary feeding?
Yeah, we do have a country program ongoing, and yes, we have adequate people. And in terms of the schools, of course, it's done through the school structures themselves.